every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show on here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming live coast to coast and around the world. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Hi, Mike Airy, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignment. Also, Fred will be joining us shortly, and I'm joined by a pair of crack producers. We have Sydney and Corey. How are you guys doing?
Good. Happy to be here.
Doing well, thank you.
All right. So we're going to have a great show coming up. We're going to get into some of our archives, some of our best conversations with Fred. He's got a classic story about him having a lunch with Andy Warhol. Yep, you heard that right. Fred and Andy Warhol hanging out together. I just want to briefly touch on some of the news of the week. We saw Luka Doncic sign a massive three-year, $165 million extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of money. And you know who was not there at his press conference? Neither LeBron nor Bronny James. Oh, my goodness. What's going on, Sydney, with LeBron and Bronny?
Well, I didn't know it was mandatory.
Well, it's not mandatory, but I mean, you want to, you know.
You want to. I mean, Bronny should have been there because he's still like one of the new kids on the block. But LeBron, I mean, you know, he's always doing what he wants.
LeBron's been pretty quiet this summer.
Yeah.
I mean,
He's been on the golf course.
Him and Rich Paul apparently have been traveling around the world, maybe perhaps, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, setting up their own worldwide league. What do we think about that, Corey?
Yeah, I think it's already in motion almost. I think it's six men's teams and six women's team right now for an international league that they're starting with. Also, like, Luka's representation's a part of it's like an international board and whatnot, but it looks good. I'm surprised Bronny wasn't there, but it's summer. People are on vacation. Leave the kid alone.
I'm saying he's got money in his pocket. I mean, he's running around. Just leave the kid alone. Let him do his own thing. Also, it should be noted too that the Joker was eligible for an extension this summer.
That's the big thing about it. He got 2028 is what we're looking for.
2028. And so now, I mean, if LeBron James retires by then, which probably most likely he will we see the Joker and Doncic team up here in the Los Angeles Lakers uniforms?
I hope so. But it could be anywhere. They're just going to both be free at the same time. Every Laker fan hopes it's LA, but we'll see.
I feel like they're going to team up.
Luka Doncic, though, in 2028, when he does his contract's up, he's eligible for a Supermax extension from the Lakers. The Lakers loan $450 million.
Super Max.
Unbelievable. I remember when people were saying that Shaquille O'Neal's seven-year, $120 million contract would bankrupt the league. Oh, how times have changed. Stick around, you guys. We're going to dip into our archives, some fantastic content from Fred Dreyer and the one and only Mike Horn. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thank you. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Oh, boy, Rangers moving in there a little bit. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm in a particularly excitable mood, and I'm sorry I'm almost late for the show today, Fred. I got into the studio late, but I have my new friend, Juan. And Juan was introduced to me by our good friend, our mutual friend, Ron Beaton. You know, the Comandante, we call him Bauer because he's like Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
And so I said, you got to get the mechanic. He says, oh, yeah, I got a great mechanic. And apparently Juan not only is a mechanic, but he's a great handyman of all kinds. And I've had Roger Barkley from Loman & Barkley, his 69 Cougar convertible in my garage. It hasn't started up for about a year because the fuel pump was bad. I know, the fuel pump was bad. I was working on it, and the gas was spewing all over the place. And so bought a fuel pump, didn't have a chance to put it on. I said, Juan, come on over here. He came in there, found out the fuel pump, it was actually a gift from my brother, was the right year that it was supposed to be, but the connections were different. There were two styles. So Juan got it, started it up, and the car is just humming right along there. And we're going to go for a little convertible ride, you and I.
What?
I said, you and I are going to go for a little convertible ride in the 69 XR7 Cougar convertible.
How long has that car been sitting?
Only about a year.
Okay. Yeah, because I notice sometimes that when cars sit for a while, the inside of the gas lines get a little gummy.
Yes, you have to be ready to
get a little gummy.
You get some gum out, and I'm going to put some Marvel Mystery Oil in there, and we're going to get things going. I'm working on this car now, and then when that's done, I'm going to go put together the last of the flatheads, the 1953 Mercury that I have. I'm going to get that thing rolling. I think it's got a bad valve, and it's the last of the flatheads. We'll get that thing fixed up.
So that was an Indian tribe, flatheads, up in Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, Dakotas.
Flatheads. You know, yeah, the flatheads. I have a flathead V8, the last of the 1954, they went overhead to valves.
53? You have a 53?
53. 5.3.
What would you want that for?
It's a great car, man. Three on the tree. It's a fabulous car.
But
and clutch.
You don't show outwardly that you enjoy these cars. You just have them in a garage covered with a rag.
I'm a very busy guy. Very busy. Here's the deal. When you have classic cars, you got to really work them, you know. And you know, our friend Art Astor, the late Art Astor, had like 200-plus cars.
We went to his place.
Every weekend he would drive three or four or five or ten of them around to keep them going.
Was,
Every weekend.
He was busy, wasn't he?
You and I were out to like lunching and going to games where he's driving these around, but he had just beautiful cars, and I'm going to get these back into good shape.
He would drive down the street, and as he would pass his wife standing out in front of his store, he'd say, "Honey, get the Buick ready. Get the Buick. I'll be right back."
That's correct. That is correct. So you and I, once I get these going, are going to give our listeners rides. We're going to have a car ride day, and we'll get people to come down, and we'll just take them around. You know, like a pony ride when you were a kid?
You charge money?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to start off with a question, an email that came in, because I think this is important.
Oh.
And this came to us from Pay Huff. And he says, "Mr. Dreyer, you seem to be a big baseball fan, so I'm curious. Why did you choose to play football rather than baseball? You might have been the second splendid splinter. Ted Williams was 6'3", and he, too, was a native Californian born in San Diego." So they're questioning this, and on this show, we've talked about this before. Fred, please.
What?
Tell our audience and the world that you started out as a baseball guy.
Well,
you
we talked about that.
Well, this guy doesn't know, so you got to explain.
Well, I started out as baseball.
Where'd you play?
And
high school?
I played at Lawndale High School.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the Hawthorne Pony League.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to American Legion Ball.
Yep.
And then from there, I hurt my arm, and then I got a workout. It was ironic. I hurt my elbow and in Pony League, and then oddly enough, as it were, I got a tryout with Marv Grissom, pitching coach for the Angels, and so I was over at Sawtelle Field.
Wow.
Pitching, chucking, as they say.
This is the minor league Angels, correct?
Yeah.
At the time, yeah.
No, it's the wrist.
Regular Angels?
This is the regular Angels.
Like 62 on or whatever. Okay,
yeah.
So you tried out, and what happened at that tryout?
And my arm really hurt. He says, "Son," he can't call me son. He said, "Son, are you all right?" I said, "No." I said, I'll do what I can. He says, "All right, throw me a curveball." So I threw a curveball. He says, "What do you think?" I said, "I'm out of here. I'm going home."
Wow.
And my uncle Rule, the cop from Hawthorne, motorcycle cop, he said, "Well, yeah, just stay in there. Your arm will be all right." I said, "I can't. My arm is my." He really wanted me to play.
I would have said the same thing to you.
Baseball.
I said, "Fred, just come on. Let's ice it down. Come on to the house. Let's ice it down."
Well, I did do that.
That's good.
So anyway, the transition. When did the transition come from what? High
from
school
baseball to football.
Of 17. 18, 19, 2 years passed, and I was just driving my girlfriend.
You were kind of in a funk, right? You were like goofing around and just
funk, but I did realize, well, wait a minute. I guess whatever sports aspirations I have is gone. I never even thought that I should go play football. I never
and
even
how
thought
did it
about
happen?
It. Well, I was down at Hermosa Beach,
yep.
And I saw some friends of mine, and I said, where's Luigi and where's all of our guys? What happened? He says, well, they're all at El Camino College for spring practice, football practice.
So Luigi was one of your buddies?
Yeah, he was a guard.
Okay.
And then, so I said, I got to go down there and see these guys and what the hell are they doing? And, they would rather put that uniform junk on rather than hang out with me here at the beach and surf.
Yeah.
So I got in the car and drove over, you know, straight down Manhattan Beach Boulevard, right into the parking lot at El Camino College. And I asked the guy, I said, "Hey, could you tell me where they're practicing?" And it was Bill Vincent, the defensive coach.
Oh, wow.
And he says, "Come over here for a second. I told you this part, didn't
yeah,
I?"
Yeah, but the audience maybe has oh, well, just, good.
Anyway, so he says, "Come on over here." He says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm driving around. I'm doing this and that." And he says, "Well, come in here. I want to talk to you for a minute." So he takes me into the coach's office. And as I'm telling him that I'm driving my girlfriend around, you know, trying to, you know, be aggressive in all aspects of boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. He starts pulling these papers out. He says, "Sign here, sign there, and sign up there." So I signed it. I didn't even know what I was doing. And he says, "Okay, look, next Monday, we've got practice, and we got to check you out and put you in put you in the football category and let the school know that we've got we're adding a person here. Blah blah blah.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, I was out on a practice field with all this heavy equipment on, thinking, what have I done? What am I doing out here? And then the guy says, okay, line up over here. You're going to be a right end, so you're going to be right there.
Right there. They recognized that you had the talent. They said you're going to be.
They didn't recognize anything because I hadn't done anything yet.
Okay, okay.
You know, I was 6'5 and about 120.
Bad arm.
And my arm hurt like hell. God, my damn thing hurt for a long time. Hurt for a long time. I got out of a lot of drills because
something else. Strapping. You were a righty. I'm big like Don.
But here's what was really interesting. I had such indignation, you know, as a kid.
Right.
You know, it set the precedent for me to complain to coaches that I'm not doing stupid exercises.
Right.
I told John Madden. He says, "Here, I want you to do this exercise."
He was one of your coaches at San Diego.
Yeah, he was. He recruited me to San Diego State out of El Camino.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm not doing that exercise." He goes, "Hey, look, when I tell you to do something, I want you to do it." And I said, "I'm not doing that." And eventually, I did it and blew my knee out.
See. And so it was Madden a believer then that he decided that he knew what
care.
You
did. He says, "Well, you're a football player now. I don't know any football players that go forward in life that don't have a knee injury of some sort."
I could hear Madden eating a burger saying, "If I tell you to do something, you're going to do it." I could just hear.
He would eat, boy.
Would he?
Hell yeah.
Did you ever go to any meals with him like you and I go?
Yeah.
What was his meal of choice?
Love that spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti. All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to get to your questions and comments. We got a lot to talk about here. Thank you, Payhop. That was a great question. There you go, the story of Fred Dry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You know, Ron Say starts this weekend with us. He's going to be here with a show called We'll See About That. And former Dodger baseball player.
What's
called
name?
We'll See About That with Ron Say.
Why is it called that?
Because he's going to tell you We'll See About That. So he's going to be his first guest, by the way. I think you outpulled him because you have me as your guest this week. He has Jaime Harin, who retired as the...
That's a good thing for Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime's a good guy. He's going to be on there. Anyway, so Jaime Harin is the Hispanic, Spanish voice for the Los Angeles Dodgers. What, 60-some-odd years he was doing, 63
not
years.
Not as much as Vinny, though, right?
No, not as much, but close.
Yep, close.
And so Ron was telling me a story because we were talking a little bit about, you know, watching the World Series. And we were talking about the same thing that annoys you annoys him. Mm-hmm. And that is the announcers sometimes. He says the way that they just carry on. And he says, you know, he says as a third baseman or second or whatever, you got to pick that ball up and you got to throw it over and get it to the base. And sometimes when it bounces or whatever, they say, oh, you know, so-and-so at first base, Garvey saved that throw, you know, and saved him an error on that one. And so he told me this story. He said that Davey Concepcion, the world famous big red machine shortstop, he says sometimes when you get a ball, you got to get the ball, and sometimes you got to spin around before you can throw it because it just you can't turn back. And so Davey played on AstroTurf. You're gonna love this story. And he would develop a bounce throw where he'd throw it and it would bounce to the first baseman.
Take off.
Yeah, no, it would bounce right to him because he said, Ron said that usually they were taught that you throw the ball low because if you throw it high, it sails over the guy's head and then nothing happens there. And so Davey would do that throw. And so Ron said that when he would warm up, he'd throw the ball to the first base guy, right, or whatever he had to do. But when he would throw it back to the guy that was hitting the fungos for them to catch it, he'd bounce it to him to make sure that he had that throw as well. Interesting story.
Well, you're on artificial surface. I'd like to talk to him about this.
I bet
you're on
would.
An artificial surface,
and
you have to adjust many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in football and probably baseball, too, because you've got something coming at you that very fast. So you have to make the corrections as you see fit. And there's a lot of people that look at the way a third baseman or a second baseman or an infielder, shortstop, would throw on AstroTurf. And a lot of that isn't, well, gee, he almost threw it away. Well, a lot of that is purposeful. A lot of that is what the third baseman or the infielder needs to do to get the ball out of his hand.
Correct. That's what he's saying, and that's pretty good stuff.
Yep.
And you're an old baseball guy. So let's go, if we can, here to the old question machine here, Facebook Live. And we've got James here who says, hello to Fred and Mike. He says he's from Glendale, Arizona. He says, Fred, and I did not realize this, he says, I'm sorry to hear of the passing of your former teammate, Mike Fanning of the Rams.
Yeah, Mike passed away Sunday. The cause of death has not been released by the family. I don't know anything else other than that. We'll wait to see. Jack Youngblood called me last night, and we talked for about an hour. The one thing we kept coming up with is, we counted off like nine of our teammates that are gone now.
Wow.
And it's not... You know, it's one thing, you know, to talk about somebody and to revere their friendship and their professionalism, as we do, but it's just also so painful to start, you know, you got to keep track of who's here, who isn't.
That's right.
And it's like anything in life, you know, it's not easy. It's tough. This life is tough, and leaving it makes it a lot tougher on the people that knew you when you were young.
That's it. So sorry for the passing.
So we're just terribly sorry. And I'll tell the story, you know, here if we have time at the end of the show, you know, about the Andy Warhol, which is a classic story that people always ask me. You know, I did Robert Clapper, Dr. Clapper's show, and that got the award for best funniest show.
Really?
Best funniest.
Well, tell the story now. We got time.
You got
here.
Some time?
Yeah, you got over 5 minutes.
I'm going to, I'm in New York. We're playing the Giants at East Rutherford Stadium.
Yep.
I walk out of my room down to the lobby, hop in a cab, and Mike Fanning is standing there. He says, "Hey, where are you guys going?" And we had just gotten into town, and I said, "Well, I want to get in the cab, so let's go." So he said, What are you doing? Where are you going?" And I said, I've got a lunch date set up. And with me was the TV producer of the show, was Bob Stenner. And we get in the car and zoom through it. We take the Midtown Tunnel, and we come up on over on 7th Street, 7th and 8th Avenue, to Quo Vadis Restaurant. And it's a nice little restaurant there. We come in, and there's Andy Warhol, Susan Blonde, one of his friends, and there's like a table of 10, and there's 10 people seated at the table. So we have a real nice time, and Mike, when I said, "Andy, this is my good friend, teammate, Mike Fanning," he went, "Oh my God, you're so tall." And the guy that was with him,
yeah,
there was another guy with him, that was really out in terms of his homosexuality. He says, "Have you always been this tall?"
Yeah.
And he said, and of course, Mike, you know, Mike was terribly threatened. You know, this is it's like 1978,
right.
I think it was. And I said, "Yeah, that's right, Mike. He's always been this tall." And so we had dinner, we had lunch, we laughed it up, we had a good time, and yep. And Mike was taking everything in. He was looking across at him. There's a guy staring at him, a real guy, a real flambé, was staring right at him the whole time. Said, "Gosh, how many salads have you eaten today?" And so in front of Mike was a stack of tiny little salad plates.
So they had these little tiny servings.
Yes, he had 13 plates stacked up 13. In front of him. And I said, "Well, he's a big boy. He needs to eat." He
says,
"Are you big all over?" You know, so it started to go like that, like it always does, you know, with heterosexuals in the gay community. So there it was. And so what we did is we had a very nice time, and I offered Andy tickets to the game, and I had tickets, extra tickets. He says, "Oh, no, I could never do that." And we now walk outside, and everybody kind of goes out towards the street, 7th Street, 7th Avenue, to get lined up for a cab, because there's about 4 or 5 people going back to the hotel in Jersey. So I walk with Andy down the street where his limousine's parked. And so so I said, "Look, Andy, I really appreciate it. Good to see you. I really appreciate it." And he says, "Could you," "let me know, and I'll, when I, next time I come back, you know, I'll come by your studio, and we'll laugh it up. We'll go to lunch." And he says, "Okay, that'd be fine. That'd be really wonderful. It's great to see you." And so he gets in the limo, shuts the door. Guy gets behind the wheel and takes off.
You were friends with Andy Warhol, right? You became good friends, huh? I mean, you
what do you think this is about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just wanted to, you know. I mean, obviously, when you get to town,
what kind of a question? So. Okay, Andy, I'll see you, you know, whoever you are. And so they drive away, and then I turn and I walk toward the rest of the group on 7th, waiting for a cab. And Mike Fanning comes over to me immediately. And Mike is 6'7", 265, bald-headed. He's got a tiny little head, the size of a golf ball. Has a tiny little head, and he walks up to me, and in a almost indignant way, sticks his face in my face and said, "Let me tell you something. That Andy Warhol shows up in Tulsa, he gets his ass kicked.
I don't know if that's a nice story to tell
that's
about Mike.
That's a great
Penny.
Story.
I don't know.
That's a great story.
You wouldn't have to, go over you, in today's. Zillow.
Yes, it would. It was a great story, and it was fun and funny because everybody I've told it to, except you,
that's
thought
correct.
It was.
Yeah, I'm a little more correct as it may be.
Frightened to death.
Yeah. Yes. So let's go to another question here on the question
and
line.
By the way, let me tell you something, folks. Don't discount my stories. You know,
now
he's saying I tell them because they're worth telling for various reasons.
Nikki is saying hello. Hope your Halloween wasn't too spooky, and she's saying hello from Nebraska. We got Bernard saying hello, Fred and Mike. He's from Ottawa, as we know. He's a regular listener. He says happy 7 yards anniversary. He says 43 years ago on November 4th, 1979, at the Kingdome. Fred, was that your favorite stadium? He says your favorite stadium. The Rams.
No, it was not my favorite stadium.
Oh, okay.
It's like playing in a garage. It was like cement floors. I mean, what are we talking about?
The Rams held Seattle to an NFL record -7 yards in a 24-zip loss. Seattle quarterback Jim Zorn was sacked 6 times. Sorry about the recent passing of Mike Fanning, who was part of the defensive line on that team.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's a good memory there, too. Are you going to tell the story about...
No, I'm not telling any more stories.
You're not going to tell the Halloween story that
no.
you promised last week?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Ask Fred for stories, everybody. We're here in the Sports Lounge. We're on Facebook Live, and you can also email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer, and rather on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a break, come back with more. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge right here on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino, our guru here on the show, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, here with us today. All right, so just before that break, you're at the Battle of the Gladiators, or the Network Stars, and your old neighbor from New York is there. And then, so finish the story here, if you would, please.
Okay, here it is. Yeah. I'm going to be out there at the Battle of the Network Stars with my wife, and she's part of the entourage of singer, dancer, acrobats,
yes.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And so as I get out of the trailer, I immediately notice Howard
Cosell
walking right to left onto the scene, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Bent over like a rat, and so I walked over to him. I said, "Howard," he said, "Fred Dreyer, number 89 of the New York Football Giants." I said, "Let me just say something to you, Howard. You, I think you'll want to comment on this. I got here early this morning, about 6 o'clock, and I started greeting people as they came in, and I asked all of them individually and collectively, I said, what do you think about Howard Cosell? And every one of them, to a man, to a woman, said, you have to go.
You told this to him?
And he looked at me and chewed his cigar, and his hand was shaking. He says, that, my man, is not gonna happen anytime soon.
Yeah,
you couldn't throw Howard. He was so fun and so good at what he did, and he lived right around the corner from me. And every once in a while, he would come out of his building at the time that I was getting ready to head down to the Lexington Avenue line and go out to Yankee Stadium to practice. And I'd run into him. And one day, the timing was perfect. His car driver pulls up. And just as the driver went around the front of the car to the back door to open it up to let Howard in, I stepped in perfectly as the door opened up. And I just said, thanks a lot, Howard. See you at the stadium.
Yeah.
That's my car, I do believe, young man.
You are something else. You play pranks all the time. You and who was it? Lance Rensel? The NFL told you guys to knock it off because you were doing press for the for yourselves with the hats on or something that said press or something, didn't you? During a pre-Super Bowl.
Well,
or something?
We were actually hired by Dick Schaap, God bless him.
Oh yeah, producer. Yeah.
And he was a good friend of ours, and he came to Lance, and Lance was going to write a story on the Super Bowl week,
yeah,
for Sport Magazine,
right?
And it was a legitimate hire, and we had an awful lot of fun doing these things, and this was going from a franchise, the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yep,
locker room, to their luncheon, to their breakfast, to their coaches greeting the press, and it was a big kickoff for the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
So Pittsburgh was playing at New Orleans. Was playing in New Orleans against Superdome against the Fran Tarkington's Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great game, 16-9, I believe it was, something like that, 16-7. But it was a good game. And we did things like made up lists of questions that we'd ask the press, and we just blended in. So we were way in the back near the buffet table.
Yes.
And that's when I told Dick Schaap, I said, Dick, let us go ask some questions of the press.
Yeah.
He goes, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea, Fred. I said, okay, get out of the way. So, sure enough, the team comes out, sits down, the coaching staff, the entire team of the Pittsburgh Steelers comes out along with the coach at the time. What was the coach at the time? Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chuck Corey? Noll.
Corey. Chuck Noll.
Chuck Noll. That's very good.
Chuck Noll.
Good recall.
No, they've. It's
that's don't, the guy.
Not a lot of credit. They've only had like three coaches.
That's true. That's right.
So you came through, Corey.
I did.
Good, Corey. Thank you for being here today.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye at that age.
Careful. Chuck Noll was, I guess.
Careful now. So anyway.
Where were we? Anyway, yeah, Chuck Noll was in there. Oh, yeah.
So I had a series of questions, and I'm in the back. And of course, Jack Hand and a couple of other notable powerhouses of the
reporting school
of the journalism school of common sense.
Yeah.
They like to say that. And of course, this was a period of time where the press was king.
Oh yeah,
they were king.
Yeah.
And so nobody recognized Lance and I because we were dressed in Roaring 20 reporter outfits.
With those press hats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a press hat.
And the sign said press. I saw a picture of you guys.
Yeah. So we had a moment there. And so the guy gets up and he taps his and of course, gets everybody's attention because that's what you do in important events.
Yes.
You know, you get their attention.
I think they're going to start, yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to be quiet because this is going to be a very important discussion on what are we here for?
Super Bowl.
So they say, okay, let's kick it off here with a question. Jim from the Dakota Picayune. What's your question? Well, Jim, Coach, we would sure like to know. Are you a gambling man? Do you like to play the ponies and all that? What do you give your chances against the Vikings? You know, and he says, "Well, they're a fine ball club." You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Really bad questions. So after about the third one, I stood up and I raised my hand really high as I possibly could. And of course, they saw me back there, and he said, "Yes, sir, in the back." And with the tweed hat. So I said, yeah, Chuck, thanks so much for being here this morning. I know your time is precious. You want to get in there and hit that film room, right? Nobody says anything. So I said, a lot's been said about the zone defense, and many say that it's dated and it's out of touch with today's football. Many people think that it's dated, and we just wanted to know if it is and it's going, where is it going? We need to know where the zone defense is going. Could you help us out here? And nobody said anything. And then slowly, as they say, everyone turned around
and looked at you.
What jackass is asking this question? And they got a good look at me. And I just said, you know, the zone defense is something you may want to consider using a lot during the game, Coach. And he said, yes, well, and then there was some buzzing going on up at the table.
It's Fred Dreyer. I think it's Fred Dreyer.
That's Fred Dreyer, Ellie Ramsey, yeah. Lance Ransell. These guys are the biggest jerks in America. And we've got to make sure that we got to get these guys out of here. How can we get these guys out of here? He goes, well, let them talk. I like that question. No, wait, I can't do that. So I said, well, look, we're here. Dick Schaap. Our good friend Dick.
Oh, boy, you brought him in on this.
Yeah,
that's great. Nail him.
We really got him. So the questions were made up. I said, Jim, you made a comment earlier in your practice session the other day that you and your defensive cohorts were really going to be jacked up for the game. Could you clarify that a little bit? I mean, does that mean you're going to be eating a cow bin full of speed?
Oh, jeez.
No way, this is 1972.
Yeah, that's something to ask that question.
And I asked the tough questions. Yeah. And there was a big pause there, and I just said, I'm not the, you know, Howard's not the only one that can ask questions.
Howard Cosell. So you didn't play obviously in that Super Bowl. You did play in a Super Bowl before, but you also played against your old teammate. There was a big Monday night game against the Vikings. You were on the Rams over there, and yeah. you apparently sacked your old buddy Fran Tarkington multiple times on this, kept the pressure on Tarkington, and apparently you were holding about a 3-point lead, and you held the Vikings to just 3 points. You won that game 20-3. Did Tarkington talk to you afterwards? Say, Fred, lay off.
No, we talked all through the game.
Yeah, you did. The whole game. I was
face to face.
I'm going to get you next.
Had nothing to do with football, believe me.
But that did establish you as one of the premier defensive players, too. And you also had a big NFC championship game in 1975 when the Rams played the Dallas Cowboys. You guys lost, but you had a big defensive line on the Rams that was crucial. And in that game, you had a strong effort against the Cowboys' offensive line. You tackle Ralph Neely. The Rams did struggle, but the Cowboys had a good offensive attack. Roger Staubach was on that team, and Robert Newhouse on there. So that was another game that brought a little shedding some lights.
Yeah, they were every year one of the two to three teams that were going to be in the Super Bowl.
What happened this year? They were America's team at the time. You played.
Well,
they were.
And they weren't. They were my team, but you know.
You played the Seahawks in 1978, and it was a late season matchup. And you had the game sealing sack against. And I want to make sure I say this right, Jim Zorn. That's with a Z, no relation to yours truly, Mike Horn. But you nailed
Zorn, Z-O-R-N.
That's correct.
Yeah, not
and
Horn.
The Rams defeated the Seahawks 2017 in that one. So yeah. You always paid attention to everything in the game. I think you still do when you watch it now. I'm telling you, when we come back, we'll get your pick. We'll get the pick of the week from Corey and from Fred and yours truly. In the meantime, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And, take some time to really enjoy the game here today. We post these videos, by the way, on our CRN Talk YouTube channel. So if you want to see them and you don't catch them live on Facebook Live, go to crntalk.com. Is that right, Corey?
crntalk.com.
And you check out the videos up there as well, too. More with Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back. The Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignments. Those were some fantastic interviews, fantastic questions curated by Corey. Corey, very, very well done. And thank you so much for all those who are listening, either live or after the fact, on Sirius XM channel 217 or 203 on 790 KABC, our flagship station, Saturday 6 p.m. Pacific time, or on the Sports Byline Network around the globe and on Armed Forces Radio. Once again, I'm Mike Gary, joined by crack producers Corey and Sydney. And Corey, there's some problems going down in Texas right now. What's going on between Jerry Jones, and Micah Peterson?
The good old grump Jerry Jones is standing firm, and he came out and said that when he bought the team, he looked the guy right in the eye and he gave him a number and he gave a handshake, and things don't happen like that anymore, and they used to and they should. But Micah believes that he wants to get an extension and get paid what he's worth, and he's been one of the best defenders and edge defenders in the league since he's been drafted. And Jerry wants him to play out his contract and then wants to pay him after and figure out his worth after the contract. And it's this new age versus old age coming to a head, and it's going to be very interesting.
Jerry, I'd like to speak to you directly, Jerry. when you bought the team many, many years ago, he's more than tripled, more than quadrupled. His net worth has expanded over 1,000%. So don't give me this stuff where, like, when I bought the team years ago, it was a man-to-man handshake deal. You have made so much money. It's the most valuable franchise probably in North American sports and worth well over, what, I'm probably $9, $10, $12, $13, $14, $15 billion. I mean, the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers just did $10. So
you'd think that the Dallas Cowboys are probably double what the Lakers are worth, $18 billion.
Yeah.
And he's crying about a couple – this is couch – cushion money. I understand that Jerry Jones, you know, wants to save his money so he can spend more on Johnny Walker Blue and the cigars. But I mean, come on, Jerry Jones, what are you doing?
So the other thing is, this is not the first time Jerry Jones has done this. It's been with everybody. They say it's one of the underhanded tricks that Jerry Jones does. He's going to sign them. He's going to give them their money. But we're talking about Jerry Jones in the beginning of August now, and that's what he wants.
Because he loves to be the center of attention.
Yep.
Because he's a small, selfish, petty man.
Yes, he is, and that's why he won't hire a head coach that's actually goods because he wants the whole, if they win a Super Bowl, he wants it to be because
the credit,
of him.
100% because of
Andy
him.
Andy Reid can't go there. Sean McVay can't go there, else they give it to him.
Unbelievable. Well, Jerry Jones, if you want to give us some money, I'll take it. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. The Fred Dreyer Show. We'll see you guys next time. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.